All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Happy, happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. It is 7:06. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. Oh, I don't want to work. I want to hang out with Lieutenant Governor. Yeah, tonight's the night. Republican Executive Committee putting together another fine annual Ronald Reagan black tie blue jeans barbecue. And that is going on at Legacy. I want to call it new. I guess it's not that new anymore. But
no, but it's really nice.
Wonderful multi-purpose building.
Air conditioned.
In Alachua, yeah.
That's the big deal.
And it's going to be a great time. And it's tonight. It's a Friday night, which they haven't done. So it's going to get wild. Woo. I shouldn't say it. It could get wild.
It could get wild.
Anyway, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez is going to be one of the guest speakers. So, look, this is a time where Republicans can get together, unite, shake some hands, maybe get to know each other, things like that, have some fun. And I will definitely be there. Greg will definitely be there.
Yes.
And you don't be shy. Say hello. Okay. I'm not as good as Greg will go to every table and say, I'm Greg Cassidy. I'm here to schmooze.
Uh-huh.
Whereas I'm a little more reserved. And I'm not being too cool or too snooty.
Uh-huh.
I'm not as
social.
Well, I'm social in smaller groups.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Something about lots of people.
Yeah, 8 people is one thing, 800 is another.
There you go.
So there.
Yeah. But anyway, say hello.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark. You know her. The girl that some of the players didn't like because, well, she was just too daggone good.
They are just jealous.
And they should all be thankful. Every player in that league, in the Women's Basketball League, should be praising her and loving on her.
Absolutely.
Because with her help, and she does deserve some credit, they have had a ratings success. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have set record viewership numbers. I mean, I didn't know if the whole league really was going to hang on. I didn't know if they really had the support, to be honest with you. And it hung in there.
Well, think about it. How much did, unless one of them was saying something really stupid or doing something illegal or something really stupid, how much did we even talk about them before Caitlin Clark? I mean, seriously.
Never.
Yeah, because there was like no interest.
Didn't seem like it.
No.
So anyway, good. Look, good for them, good for them.
Yeah.
And people do need a little break from doom and gloom, death and destruction.
Absolutely.
We all do.
Yeah.
And, I guess since we're on sports, this Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yes.
Amazing. This guy is unbelievable. Now he's breaking another record. He's the first player to ever hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a single season. This guy plays for the Dodgers. And, I mean, he is just...
Oh, yeah.
He's incredible.
He is. Watch him play.
Yeah. So, anyway, again, people Congrats. Looking for a little break. Mm-hmm. And we've got a break for you Saturday at noon. Gators playing Mississippi State. Nice. It would be nice if we could put a W up.
It would.
But it's, would. Look, yeah. We are definitely very, very challenged this year. And, again, haven't seen anything more than rumors about any coaching changes and stuff like that. Don't know if there's anything to it. Don't know if they're giving him, Billy Napier a little more time mm-hmm. or whatever. And I'm not super quick to react, but I just, I'm like a lot of people. I had questions right from the get-go.
And is it super quick? I mean, seriously. If you're having
You're right.
It's really not.
No, if you compare him to any of the previous, coaches, Dan Mullen, et cetera, their winning percentages were much higher. Much higher. I mean, it's a different situation over the last couple of years than what we are, used to over the last decade or two. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. The Lane Kiffin rumor mm-hmm. circulates a lot.
Right.
And somebody said they would consider that a lateral move. One of the sports, know-it-all types.
Experts.
Yeah. I said, he wouldn't go to Florida. That's a lateral move. I don't see that as lateral, but I guess based on the program as of late, could say that.
But if you could come in and do something with it, you'd be a hero.
Well,
so,
Yeah, and then maybe some say, hey, man, those Gator fans are spoiled, and they're just a little too demanding, and it's maybe might never return to some of the glory days because you've got a different recruiting things going on, and you've got the portal.
Yeah.
So players are switching over. You've got to basically pay the players, make these offers under the guise of NIL, and that's making it... I don't know. In one way, it's good. It's creating more parity.
Right.
But in another way, it's more difficult and more challenging, I think, to coach. You can't mm-hmm. – it's almost impossible to coach a kid up, bring him in as a freshman and coach him up. If he has any real potential, he jumps in the portal.
Right.
And so, yeah, that does make it harder. Probably hurts, really – some of the best teams, more so, like in Alabama, who could have, their third string.
Right.
Would be like a 3.5 or maybe even 4-star. But then they develop those players, And then they come up through the ranks. And that, so a lot of them now might not have the patience to wait it out and have opportunities now because of the portal. So, anyway... We'll see. We'll see what the future holds for Gator football. But look, I'm going to stick through them through thick and thin. Going to a Gator game and supporting the Gators is always going to be fun. And yes, it's more fun to win, but it's still a good time no matter what. What else we got going on? Oh, let me do some of these headline things. They're really irritating. Howard Stern. When's the last time you heard his name? And by the way, I'd trade paychecks with the guy anytime. And as far as somebody in the radio profession who clearly has, impacted it and done very, very well. I'm not taking anything away from him. And there was a time when I would call myself a casual fan. I thought his interviewing skills were really, really good. I mean, he would put you never knew what he was going to ask.
Oh, no, not at all.
But I guess he's made it pretty clear that he's a Trump hater, so he had to come out and make a statement. I don't hate Trump, he said. I hate the people who vote for him. I think they're stupid.
That makes us feel better. Thanks.
Yeah. I think they're stupid. Are they? Are they stupid because, I don't know, they want a sound economy, a chance to live the American dream? Are they stupid because they think that secure borders probably make it a little bit safer in the U.S. with maybe a little less fentanyl and a little less human trafficking. Is that stupid to want those things?
I wouldn't call that stupid, no.
Okay.
No.
Right, I'm just trying to figure out where the stupid label, where that comes from, because it would seem to me that the policies of Donald Trump actually seem much wiser than those presented by Kamala and or Biden/Kamala, whatever.
Huh. I mean, well, how would you feel about the government being able to come into the sanctity of your locked home to make sure that you were handling your firearms property? I mean, properly. Would that be stupid?
And that's what Kamala said while she was a district attorney
in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. Basically saying jackbooted thugs under the guise of the government looking out for you can knock your door down, even though she said a law-abiding citizen in a locked home, in the sanctity of your own home.
See, to me, that's the stupid person to vote for if it's going to be a stupid decision.
Yeah, but you're basing that on not only logic, but also on constitutional principles.
Oh, they get in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and other people saying stupid things, too. I can't take too much all at once. We'll sprinkle it in. Now it's your turn. What's bugging you? Air it out. Get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time
to let off some steam.
What do we do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of Looney Tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, it's Friday. Welcome to it. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do call in now. 877-975-9825. 1-800-919-3625. And Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I tell you what's bugging me since this second attempt on the president. It just, to me, at the end of the day, it's the Democratic Party. You will not convince me that Iran or somebody else is putting hits out on the president. The Democratic Party have a bounty on Donald Trump's head, and it frustrates me because at the highest level, he cannot trust anybody at this point, and I just think that just aggravates the crap out of me that nobody even, you know, is going to give him what he needs to be protected. But you guys know how to get right to a country boy's heart this morning. You put on a little Bo Cephas, so I think it's going to be all right. But if they shoot my guy, man, whew, it's not going to be pretty.
That's not good. But, yeah, a little Hank Jr. always helps, doesn't it? All right, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to bring up about Howard Stern. It's amazing the American people, their short-term memory. Didn't he have a big problem with ban of speech back when they kicked Robin off the show? He's a bigot. The bottom line is people need to start standing up for our rights, freedom of speech. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. He says he doesn't hate Trump, but he hates Trump voters because they're stupid. But yet we listed many policies that don't seem so bright under Biden and Harris. You know, like open borders, that hasn't turned out to be real smart, has it?
No, not at all.
Mary, what's bugging you?
I'm calling about the, you mentioned Billie Jean King beating Bobby Riggs. That was a joke. Everybody knew he could have whipped her anytime he wanted to. But Bobby Riggs made his living playing tennis and gambling, and he bet on her. That's how she won.
I think that you're probably closer to the truth than I was. But isn't it interesting that it can still, all these years later, 37 years later, was it 37 years? No, it's more than that. 1973, oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah, 1973. It is interesting that it can still stir it up.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete, good morning. What's bugging you?
The program that comes on before you had a feel-good, heartwarming story about a delivery driver who saw an elderly woman collapsed in her own driveway, and he jumped down and tried to help her and called for an ambulance, and they say that he saved her life. So he got a letter of commendation from the CEO of the company, and he got a lot of media attention, got a lot of prizes and gifts. And one of the gifts was tickets to a football game, but unfortunately it was the Florida State game. Thanks, Bob.
Oh! It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is, a while back you had Wilton Simpson on your show, and I think Ashley Moody also, and they tried to stop the ballot 3 initiative, legalization of marijuana in Florida, and send it to the Supreme Court, and tried to get the Supreme Court to squash it so people in Florida couldn't vote on it. And also, about once a week, Ron DeSantis was coming on, and he'd be on your news, on the news on your show, on the Sky, and railing against how it was going to smell up the Magic Kingdom, and it was a bad thing, and ever since President Trump came out and put his full support behind Amendment 3, wanting to legalize marijuana in Florida so people wouldn't die from marijuana laced with fentanyl, I haven't heard any of them, Wilton Simpson especially, the agricultural commissioner, who is supposed to promote agriculture, and this bill, if passed, will provide thousands of high-paying jobs in Florida.
Well, look, here's the deal, Peasant. Some people are not for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do whatever they can to not promote it or to try to keep it from happening because they feel like it's not a good idea. Other people think it is a good idea for various reasons. Could generate taxes, employment. People can make sure they know what they're getting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the show is all about, the freedom of speech. We do too much preaching to the choir. I think it's interesting when somebody might actually have a differing view, so we can actually have a dialogue. That's how we want the whole world to be, so we're not going to shy away from it here.
Right.
I they're entitled to their views. I mean, how I feel about it is, does society need another mind-altering substance pumped into it?
No.
No, but is it already there? Yes. You know, decriminalize it for sure. But as far as, you know, complete recreational legalization, I'm still not completely sold one way or another, but it's hard for me to see it as a good thing.
And as far as the jobs, you know, one of the points, I think it may have been Wilton that made it, said actually the people who are going to benefit the most are the big corporations who own most of these stores.
And which are out of Canada.
It's not going to be mom and pop suddenly making a really good business down the street.
And that's a good point, yeah. When you're sold what the benefits are going to be, but when you look deeper into them, it's kind of like the electric vehicle. Yeah. It doesn't pollute at all. Well, maybe not out the tailpipe.
Right.
Doodah, man, what's bugging you?
Yeah, this quote from Kamala Harris. If you can legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home, it doesn't mean that we're not going into that home to see if you're being responsible.
Yep, that's exactly what she said. I think it was 2007 or 2008. We played that clip about four times yesterday, I think. And the audio is not fantastic.
Right.
But, yeah, that is exactly what she said. So there's no respect for the sanctity of a person's home. If they even think. She didn't even talk about probable cause. She said, yeah, we can come and check up on you.
Yeah, how nice.
No, yeah, no big brother, big government there at all.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up, including Lady Gaga's dad? Yep, that's in the news. And Rite Aid and what they have to do to try to, well, keep their doors open. That's all coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
A second assassination attempt in just 9 weeks.
Donald Trump is safe.
The news that's trending.
In the bushes where this guy was. A AK-47 style rifle with a scope.
500 yards is way too close to a president.
The news that's now.
The suspect fled but was soon captured.
Near the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm.
The news station.
Thank God the president's okay.
It has got to stop. Enough is enough.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Gators play noon tomorrow, Mississippi State. Gator rumors swirling around.
Swirling in the swamp?
Chucky. John Gruden was a name that I came up with last year. I said, Gruden's coming to town. He's going to take the program. He's got connections with the Gators. It's a done deal. I was wrong. But maybe not. Maybe I'm like Trump. Even when you think I'm wrong at first, later on, I will prove to be accurate.
Don't you love when that happens?
I do. Yeah. And I have had it happen before. But anyway, bottom line is his name is being circulated a little bit. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen. But I'm just throwing it out there because around the old water cooler, the proverbial water cooler, there may be some conversations taking place. And you could throw that one out there. Ooh. If you dare. All right. Lady Gaga. Her father, Joe Gaga. I was waiting to go, let's see if Greg's paying attention. Joe Gaga.
Okay, that's funny.
Mr. Gaga, we have a question for you.
Yes, Mr. Gaga.
Have you ever worn a meat suit similar to what your daughter has? No. Germanotta, I think is his name, Joe Germanotta. But his claim to fame is being the dad of Lady Gaga. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh.
And he owns his own restaurant, et cetera. I mean, I'm sure he's done fine in his own right. But he is rut-row.
Oh, no.
And I don't think this is the first time, but he's publicly endorsed former President Donald Trump.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Saying he supports Trump's policies regarding the economy, the border, and policing. Yeah, I'd say those are pretty important, not just to a guy who owns a restaurant, but I would say to everybody.
Uh-huh.
Economy, border, policing. And, you know, most of the polls reflect that that Americans also hold those things as some of the highest and most important things when it comes to voting and what they want. But yet, there's a fraction, well, there's a portion of those people that even though they know that, and they know that, and they even decided that Trump's better at those things, a lot of them are still going to vote for Kamala anyway? I just, really, I want a better economy. I want the border secure. I want better policing. I want my neighborhood to be safe. But not so much so that I'll vote for that guy.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
I mean, wow.
It really is. Let's see. He was on an appearance at Fox and Friends on Thursday. Joe Germanata also slammed Kamala Harris, saying she will say whatever she needs to say to get elected. And also blasted Harris for the invasion of illegal immigrants that's occurred under her watch. It's hard for her to deny that.
Mm-hmm.
She already has shown she'll say whatever she needs to say to get elected.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole 100% reversal on her take on banning fracking. I mean, she made it as clear as could be. Mm-hmm. She wanted to ban fracking. Fracking bad. I want to ban it. Bad, bad, bad. Now it's not so bad.
Well, you know.
Now it actually might be kind of good.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
And then she talked about, like, energy independence.
Oh,
like,
when she spoke those words.
How dare you.
Put a MAGA hat on that chick.
Ugh.
Yeah, come on.
No, she is not deserving of that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, Germanata owns a big restaurant in New York's Upper West Side. And since the Biden-Harris administration came to power, he has repeatedly recounted how his business has suffered as regular customers are no longer coming with the same frequency due to soaring migrant crime in the neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about it. There are, in a lot of areas, people who don't feel safe, especially going out in the evening or at night.
Yeah.
And that, obviously, is going to have a huge impact economically, and one that is felt by, you know, regular people, because this guy employs a bunch of people. I mean, that's how they make their living. That's how they feed their family, based on his business, and his business has been negatively impacted. Yep. So good for him. Good for him. It'd be interesting if he gets his daughter to do the same.
Well, you know, I just kind of, as you're doing the story, I'm thinking about that. There's an interesting contrast that goes in with the music industry and L.A. and actors. It's like, look at the generation prior. Like in this case, Lady Gaga's dad. You look at a John Voight, you know, Angelina Jolie kind of thing. It's like the young upcomers, younger, the next generation, more liberal, voting for Kamala, you know, and then a lot of times the parents are very conservative.
Well, and the parents have life's experience on their side. Trial and error, listening to politicians who have made promises and haven't delivered, and can easily see the difference in policy. And younger people, I mean, they're intelligent. You would think if you point these things out that you would be able to convert a bunch of them. But I'm telling you, in my attempts to do that, and I do this for a living, has not met with a great level of success. And here's what Lady Gaga's dad said. And I think that this, probably a lot of people can relate to this. The real foundation, I'm not voting for people. I mean, look, Donald Trump, he's abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a patriot and his policies are there. They're on target. And I'm into low fuel and food prices, low interest rates, pro-police, good economy, law and order, keep the jobs here in the U.S.
There you go.
Is that it?
How do you vote for the other side?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I'm befuddled by it.
Yes.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Donnie, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. You know, for years, decades, the left has changed our language and the meanings of words. Illegal immigrant is no longer allowed to be said. With this whole new population that's come into the country, I have noticed something, and I'm wondering what your take on this would be. Republicans are out there saying illegal immigrants. Now, that term is not able to be used anymore, but the media is not fact-checking them. The fact is that virtually everyone that has been processed into this country is now legally here. They are not illegal anymore. They're either making asylum claims, they're in on one of these programs that we have here. They are not illegal, but the media is not fact-checking Donald Trump when he says illegal alien. That is some tightrope they are walking right now. They're letting him say illegal. At some point, I think they think that, you know, the American people should be outraged that all these people are here. Technically, right now, they're here legally, Bob, and you know that.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I guess to your point, you're saying that bringing to everyone's attention the fact that most of them are here on some legal premise, at least temporarily. You think that if the American people all knew that, that they would be more irritated? Like, in other words, these people aren't just let in, but they're given a pass. Could be temporary. It could be extended. But they're not, technically, like you said, they're not illegal. And would that be a cause for greater irritation? Well, if the mainstream media, like you said, allows that term to continue, they must see the benefit to that term to support, you know, the Biden-Harris thing.
Well, and I think also he's thinking that if they were as knowledgeable as maybe the left think they are, they would get irritated at Trump for calling them something that they're not.
Well, in some circles, you are called out if you use the term illegal alien.
Exactly.
They say, we don't like that term. We don't use that term.
Yep.
You've seen signs where I say, no human being is illegal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've seen all that.
Yep.
But Donnie makes a great point.
Mm-hmm.
They're really technically, in a lot of cases, are not illegal. Now,
well, they had the app.
Well, here's who's illegal.
Who's that?
The gotaways.
Oh.
The gotaways.
Yeah.
And could they be on the terrorist watch list? Are they folks that could be part of these alleged hit teams,
mm-hmm,
that are in the country? This came from Congressman Matt Gaetz. He said there's five known hit squads.
Wow.
And he said he got that from somebody high up at Homeland Security.
Hmm.
So anyway, yeah, what Donnie's saying is true, but apparently, how many gotaways do they figure there is?
Oh my goodness.
When they do an estimate, I think it's like almost 2 million.
Wow.
1.5 million at least.
They're given credit for having somehow knowing about. Then there's the ones that we don't.
Electric vehicles and guardrails.
Yeah.
What would the issue be there?
It's probably shocking.
I see what you did there.
Sorry. It's Friday.
I don't have anything. I started to think, and then you said it's Friday, and I'm like, yeah, it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah.
I don't have to have necessarily a witty comeback right now.
I just get what flies out of our mouth on Friday.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you get the Bob Rose Show podcast so you never miss a minute. Get it wherever you normally get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app, and just click on subscribe. No fee, but you'll be all set at that point. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy weekend. It is Friday, 7:49. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy. Noon tomorrow, Gator football taking on Mississippi State up there. Electric vehicles and guardrails not getting along.
What?
Yeah, apparently guardrails aren't strong enough to, protect the occupants of electric vehicles. But when you look a little further in the study, you're like, oh, not just any electric vehicle necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, here's the study sponsored by the U.S. Army Engineer Research Development Center and through the University of Nebraska. But here's what they were testing. They used a 2022 Rivian R1T truck. Are you familiar with that?
Good looking. Yeah, there's a few running around. Kind of a quirky looking pickup truck. Yeah.
How much do you think it weighs? Wrong. It weighs more. Go ahead. Guess again. Wrong. Guess again.
About 6,500 pounds.
7,148 pounds. See how I knew your third guess would still be a little low?
That's close, though.
That's how much I'm inside your head.
Well, I know the Cybertruck weighs mid-sixes, so that's why I was guessing.
So it's over 7,000 pounds.
That's a lot.
So, yeah, 7,000-pound vehicle at speed, like 60 miles an hour, yes, it went right through the barrier. Blasted through the guardrail, launched over the concrete wall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The immense weight is due, largely, to a 135 kilowatt battery pack.
Makes sense. They are heavy.
It actually makes the vehicle's weight to about a ton more than a F-150 supercab.
Wow. Yeah. That much of a difference. Okay.
A couple thousand pounds.
But, you know, we've got... We've got industrial trucks on the road. You got all kinds of commercial trucks loaded with the stuff on the road. I mean, you got a lot of heavy stuff out there that weighs more than a Rivian truck.
Well, and you have some roadways that don't have a lot or a lot of guardrails. I mean, I was on one when I was out west, you know, and it's kind of a famous route over Beartooth Pass. And it is much, much scarier.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Than the dragon tail, the tail of the dragon.
I think the Rivian's a good looking truck. You've probably seen one and didn't realize it. If you ever like, you see oncoming traffic, and there's like two vertical lit, like outline lights. That's a Rivian. And then they've got an SUV version coming out if it's not out already.
All right. Well, and look, if the market calls and demands for these vehicles, I don't have a problem with it when the government mandates it and shoves it down our throats. That's a completely different thing. And also, be honest about it. The rare earth minerals, the mining of such, where the batteries are coming from, who has the technology. Are American workers going to benefit this or actually be penalized or punished? You know, those are important factors, too. But remember, it's, you know, all green, going green at all costs, even though China, India, and Russia, if you don't get them doing anything, no matter how strong a believer you are, you have to be strong enough of a believer in the fact that if they're not on board, there's nothing that we can do to reverse that. It's just, all right.
Listener actually had kind of an interesting thought because I know that Kamala has really been pushing like the there's a program, I guess, too, with the electric school buses. And so you put those on the road. I looked it up real quick. Depending on the model, they range from 25 to 36,000 pounds. So what you gonna? I mean, so what do you do about that? Just a thought. I mean,
that is that's all the things that should be considered before you go down that path of, you know, all electric. Heroic story out of Michigan, actually an area where I live, Macomb County, right outside of Detroit. Detroit's Wayne County, and Macomb County. Sheriff's deputy. Basically, I would call like a stagecoach maneuver.
Yes.
You ever see like a stagecoach is out of control?
Yes.
And here comes like the hero on horseback, and he jumps from the horse to the horses on the stagecoach or the stagecoach itself, pulls the old emergency brake.
Yeah, saves everybody.
And saves everybody.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of did that really in real life, not on stagecoaches, though, on SUVs. Macomb County Sheriff Deputy Nicole Myron and her fellow deputy saw a man driving erratically on Gratiot Avenue in Mount Clemens and tried to pull him over. However, he kept moving and got down to as slow as 5 miles an hour. When the deputies pulled up alongside the man's truck in their own vehicle, he appeared to be in a daze.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was like out of it, couldn't respond to stop the vehicle.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. Video footage shows the sheriff's silver truck hitting the actually it's the other vehicle hitting the curb as they go down the roadway. Well, this deputy Myron knew she had to do something to stop the vehicle and rescue the man, so she climbed from the passenger seat of a moving patrol vehicle that another officer was driving and got in to the truck's window.
That's amazing.
You good? You okay? Is this park? She asked the man. She later said that he had suffered some sort of medical issue. Luckily, we had a car follow the vehicle, so we are able to keep tabs on where the vehicle was headed. And, you know, they were doing everything they can as they were nearing a busy intersection.
Oh, my goodness. That's scary.
Macomb County Sheriff Anthony Wickersham. Interesting. That's a name I remember from my youth.
Really?
Yes. Is understandably proud of his deputies, quick thinking and calmness under pressure when a citizen is in need. I commend Deputy Myron for putting herself in harm's way to help a citizen in need and protect other drivers. I mean, what a move.
That's like movie stuff, right?
Yeah, I watched the video on it. It's pretty cool. Now, it's not like they were going super fast at that time. They weren't. But they were moving.
It wouldn't take much to get hurt.
Yeah, one wrong move. Yeah. All they had to do was grab the wheel and turn it, or it could have hit something.
So many things could have happened.
So that's a good one. Hero. Cop hero.
We got a lot of those out there.
Yep.
A couple of them listening even right now. Morning, guys. Appreciate it.
That's why we do the Valor thing. Absolutely. To remind people that, usually only a bad cop story shows up in the news. Not here, though. Not here.
Not on the Bob Rose Show.
Nope.
No, absolutely.
United States senators from both sides of the aisle are warning that China may use Mexico to bypass tariffs through an international trade agreement and are asking the government to impose tariffs on those imports to protect local industries. Now, I don't think Kamala got the memo on this because she doesn't understand how tariffs work. She keeps wanting to call it a tax. Now she's calling it a 20% tax, and she's saying Trump wants to tax you 20%.
Oh, my.
That's not how a tariff works. So maybe they need to educate her. Yep. Oh, that's right. It's not necessarily she doesn't know. It's her version of the truth. Hang in there. Happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.